Hey guys, it's Darina. Today is November 26th of 2017, and I'm here with my grandma, Paula Walker. And so I wanted to know, do you remember anything about me as a baby? Because I heard how you came to visit us in Russia before I could remember anything. I don't know, what was your experience when going over there?
I remember you as a very little baby when we visited, being very calm and very interested in nature. And in Russia, your Russian grandmother had a little baby carriage that she would put you outside sometime in the sunshine. And near to, they had a farm, they had a big garden, they had chickens, and you liked the sound of the chickens, and you would listen, and you would make little noises and wait for them to talk back to you.
I feel like I do that right now. Also, one of the chickens bit me. I remember that. I remember just, like, being hurt by the chickens. Emotionally, like, I hate you!
Well, this maybe happened later, what you're describing later, because you were just truly 9 months old when we knew you then. So you weren't able to go out by yourself, and nobody would have left you by a chicken that they could get access, because they were in their little pen, and you were outside of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I think I was like four. Also, I did get left outside a lot. I mean, to the point where I was left out in the rain once.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that.
I got left out in the rain when I was little, and my mom's like, crap, it's raining, better bring her in, and I was just sleeping in the carriage. But do you remember me having any quirks?
Oh, at what age, quirks?
I don't know, as a kid, when I moved here.
Well, I don't know if you'd call this a quirk, but when you were first here and you didn't speak very much English or hardly any English at all, you would always, like little kids always want you to look and see what they're looking at and have somebody pay attention to what they're paying attention to. The word is smatri, smatri. And you would always say smatri, smatri to us, as getting us to pay attention to what you were paying attention to. So much so that your grandfather here, who we call Big Rob, would say, ah, there's Susie Smatri.
Where did Susie come from?
That's just his way of making words, sound alliterations and letter alliterations. So, Smatri and Susie. Susie Smatri.
Probably my favorite memory of when I was still pretty little was when you had to pass the bar or whatever, and you finally graduated. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, I get to spend time with you now. Because I remember how much you had to work and work. What do you remember about that?
I do remember that was a lot of work for me to do that, and you always did want to play, and I would have to figure out how much time I could play and still get all the work I had to do done. And I always felt bad that I had to say, well, not right now, not right now. So yes, when I passed the bar and you were here, it was really fun and very important to me that we could have more time to play, and I was so very proud of you when I passed the bar. I don't know if you remember, but there was, on the day of all the activities of the graduation, before actually even passing the bar, there was first the graduation day, just graduating from law school, and we had a particular part of the ceremony where we said something important to us. So I brought you up on stage with me and held you in my arms and explained that I was very, very proud to be graduating and very proud of you and looking forward to having more time with you because I was now graduating.
I remember that actually. I was wearing like that little pink dress and the pink bow, pink everything. I was just pink. But yeah, I remember a lot of joy when you graduated, knowing we'd spent so much time together and all that. Mm-hmm. Do I have any quirks right now?
Oh, heavens, yes, you were all one big quirk. Uh-huh. we're all, I suppose, all big quirks, but sure, You have quirks which make you, maybe quirks is another way of saying the things that make you particularly you. And some of your quirks are your ability to find something funny in everything. I don't know if you call that a quirk. I think that's maybe a good personality trait. Let's see. One quirk is you like high-pitched noises. That's a quirk. I don't know anybody else who likes high-pitched noises like that at times. And let's see. You have a quirk in that you don't like certain fabric patterns or patterns, period. You say, oh, those give me the creeps. And I look at the pants pattern and say, what? I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. But for you, you say, oh, gosh, that's just too many holes or things like that. So maybe those kind of quirks. There's a few quirks like that. Sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird thing about me. How much have I changed since I came to America? Besides, you know, the obvious fact that I speak English now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of assimilated into the culture.
Let's see. Well, of course, you've grown quite tall. You were barely 6 years old when you came here. So you just have the natural growth of going from being a very young person to being a teenager. Let's see. Yes. Well, first of all, you got glasses, and you never had glasses when you were little. So that's one thing.
I had trouble seeing, though.
You did have trouble when you were here after a bit. That's for sure. No, I'd say that you are still large part who you are when you came. You're calmer. I know that sounds funny because sometimes nobody thinks you're calm.
Even I don't think I'm calm.
That's right. That's right. But I think that just coming to a new country where everything was so very different when you were little, you were very good humored and all that. But sometimes little things would really upset you, where just a shift in sounds would make you upset. And I think it's because there was so much that was different from Russia to here that little things that seemed little to us were probably big to you. Oh, no, one more thing that isn't the same. Maybe. That's how I always interpreted it, where now you're much calmer. And it really is hard to separate how much is different from who you were then because you're actually a different kind of person to, my goodness, when you go from 6 years old to almost 17, there's a lot of changes, no matter whether you change country or not.
That's true. Geez. What's your favorite memory of us together since I came here?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a hard one to say. Only a favorite. I have lots of favorite memories. And
like one that, you know, really stuck out to you.
Well, I like the time we did the photo booth together. We were going to a movie, and there was one of those put a dollar in or something like that and have your pictures taken together.
It was $4. It's pretty pricey. I don't even know.
Maybe when I was little, it was a quarter. I don't know, but it didn't seem like it was that much. But yes, and that was really fun. And then there was our time on the ferry going to Victoria.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was really fun, yes. And meeting people and looking out at the ocean as we crossed the passage from Seattle over to Victoria. And then there was our time in Victoria. Going around. There was the time I bought my car and had the idea that I should get a vanity plate, which I would never have thought of by myself. Had all our ideas about what we should say, what we should make that vanity plate say. And I think another favorite thing has been baking. We always had fun baking cookies and all sorts of things like cookies and cake. And you love textures.
You just said I hated textures.
That's true. Patterns. It seems like there's some patterns you don't like.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's the same as texture. That there's, and I'm not sure I totally understand it, but you've explained to me.
You mean like flour, right?
But textures, yeah, feeling, touch, things that were kinesthetic you liked. And we could never just make a batch of cookies because you had to play with the flour. And you had an expression, you called it softy, softy. That maybe that was your English, limited English at that point. But it was also very descriptive, where you would feel the flour, because we would sift the flour and get it all ready for making cookies or cake. And then you would say, softy, softy, and just like to play with the flour itself. And then, never mind, we always had to make volcanoes. You couldn't just pour the milk in the flour. You had to first make a volcano and then pour the milk in.
No wonder I'm so into slime. Everyone's like, why are you so slime crazy? Isn't that a thing for little kids or, you know, middle schoolers? No, it's not. It's fun to play with.
It's a very textual thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feeling. Mm-hmm.
And I guess my final thing to ask is, what do you hope for us in the future?
Hope for you and
I don't know anything. Yeah, like maybe we'll go somewhere. Maybe just something you want to do with me. I have no idea.
Absolutely.
It however you want.
Oh, I have lots of things that I want to do with you. And so I hope that our time in the future brings lots of time to travel. I would like to go back to Hawaii together because we had such a good time in Hawaii.
I barely remember it.
Yes. Well, we had a good time on the sand, and we had good time swimming, and we had not good time when the crabs, because you were little and you didn't like crabs.
I probably still don't like crabs. I still don't like crabs.
I don't want to see those.
No.
I would like to go to Canada. There's some special places I've been there that I would like to go and visit with you. Mm-hmm. I just hope we're always good friends and have time that we can do and want to do things together. That's what I see in the future. Whatever various things you get busy as an adult, that I hope there's always time we can have time to be together just for no particular reason, and be together because we're going to plan a trip and go and do something and enjoy our time together.
Yes, I hope for that too. That'll be really fun. Thank you for your time.
Well, this was fun for me too. And as we close, I, of course, have so many more memories that I could share. And I can do that at another time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.